Lock.
Radio.
Slipstream.
Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good every time. Welcome to episode 113 of the Radio Slipstream Radio Show turned podcast a la Dijon Mustard Creme Brulee avec moi. I am your host. Of course, it's Damon, guys. You know that. We have a great show tonight, or this afternoon, or whenever it happens to be right now, because it is a great show, and each episode is just one facet in that greatness. We're starting off with a track from a new album by one of my favorite bands, Sunset Rubdown, the originally a solo project of Spencer Krug, formerly of, well, still of The Wolf Parade. That's where he kind of made a name, but he went off for himself with Sunset Rubdown. But they're kind of now his major project. They have a new album coming out, and it's called Dragon Slayer. Guess he's been playing some World of Warcraft or Dungeons and Dragons or something. I don't know, but it's a great album. And you're going to hear Nightingale December Song from that to start things off. And then you're going to hear more music, and then more great music, and it's just going to go on like that for some time, and then it's going to end. In between which I will talk to you and say what songs you heard. But I'm going to shut up now and let Spencer Krug take it away, as it were, on the Slipstream.
So let me hum this point. Oh my, see us all as lonely fires that have burned alive as long as we remember. But like all fireworks and all sunsets, we all burn in different ways. You are a vast explosion and I am the ember. And though your flames are quick and they will not last the year, but expire like a sudden falling star that only nightingales had seen before, migrating to southern jungles. And in this way, you will come find me in December. Da-da-da. He said he likes to move to Nashville to master the guitar, where he would live a single day the way I live a single year. Covered his body in mud, went hunting for the sun, then went swimming in the lake of holy water.
Stillness is the Move. Great little track, and I've got to say, Contradictions in Titles, not a cliche at all, not getting old. That track was by Dirty Projectors from their newish, is it out yet? Nah, it's probably not out yet. Album Bitte Orca. Pretty cool album. That song definitely kind of head and shoulders above the rest so far as I can tell. Could be wrong. Starting that off, Sunset Rubdown with Nightingale, December Song from Dragon Slayer. Not the best song on the album. So if you really liked it or didn't like it, either of those things, just listen to the whole album. That commentary was censored because it was not interesting. We're going to play more music now. This is Sleepyhead by Passion Pit from their new album, Manners.
Oh, can't see a to say something.
That was some weird shit from some guy called Flying Lotus. That was actually a track called Camel from an album called Los Angeles, representative of the city as a whole. Now, it's pretty cool if you get into the groove, which I occasionally am. I gotta admit, sometimes I listen to that album, just like, ow, stop it. But sometimes I'm like, yeah, freaking right. Yeah, guys. Before that, J Dilla, or JD. That track was extremely short, as you probably noticed. A paltry minute or so long. It was called Mythicizer, and it was from his new posthumous album, J Stay Paid, which was put together by Pete Rock, which has got to be great for him because Pete Rock was a huge influence on J Dilla. I mean, it's posthumous, so it's not great for him, but we'll say it's fitting that it happened. It was also put together by his mom, who goes by the name Ma Dukes, which is cool of her to get so involved in that. And anyway, he died of lupus in 2006 and left a wealth of works in progress and things like that. I mean, as a hip-hop producer, he was kind of always just working on things, snatches, snippets, and things. And his first posthumous album, Donuts, was a rather huge success upon its release. And now this new one, and there's some other ones. But a lot of people are, you know, after the fact, recognizing how amazing he was. And some of them even did before the fact. So it's good to see him getting his dues, even if he's not there to appreciate it. And before that, Yippa from the Ninja Tune label, a track called Gumball Machine Weekend. That is from an album that came out early in May called They Know What Ghost Know. Somebody forgot how to talk. And before that, Gang Gang Dance with the Blue Nile from St. Dimphna. Crazy just mix of all sorts of different stuff going on there, which was cool. And starting that off, Passion Pit with Sleepyhead from Manners. One could call them this year's management, I guess. But that song had a pretty interesting hip-hop vibe, I thought. And I quite enjoyed it. The rest of the album, not quite as good, but, you know, still pretty cool. Anyway, you're listening to the Radio Slipstream thing. So thank you for that. And we're gonna continue on in the sort of spastic, deranged mood the last couple tracks, but a little more melodic because we're adding a woman's touch here, and that woman is Juana Molina, and she had an album last year that I sort of ignored when it first came out, but worth checking out, called Un Dia. And actually, it was weird. I read about her, and I was just listening to some of her stuff again. And then the next day, one of my favorite podcasts, Radiolab, released an episode all about her and how she makes music and how she was originally an actor, but she never wanted to be an actor. But her acting and comedy career just took off, even though she always had wanted to make music. And so she was known pretty well in her homeland of Argentina as, you know, an actress, but she didn't want that, so one day she just said no, that's it. She stopped doing all the acting stuff and just started doing music, no matter what anybody said, because that's what she wanted to do. It's a pretty cool story. Check out Radiolab's coverage of her, if you like. You can find it at wnyc.org/shows/radiolab, and just all sorts of really, really interesting stuff always on that show. I highly recommend it. Anyway, this is Juana Molina with Un Día on Le Sleep Stream.
Voy a arreglar. I got caught in a storm. That's what happened to me. So I didn't call, and you didn't see me for a while. I was rising up.
All I sought in you. And when the wind just dies, when the wind just dies, and the dove won't rise from your windowsill, well, I could not tell you which way it would be if it was not this way too. For the wind and the dove, for the wind and the dove. Whoa, 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 whoa window gone. I am a child of linger on. Somewhere between the wind and the dove lies all I lost in you. And when the wind just dies, when the wind just dies, and the dove won't rise from your windowsill, well, I cannot tell you which way it would be if it was not this way too. For the wind and the dove, for the wind and the dove. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I am a child of linger on. Peer through the window gone. I am a child of linger on. I peer through the window gone.
Wow, that was a great string of songs featuring some of my favorite albums of the year so far. Just some, though. St. Vincent is who you just heard. That was a track from her new album, Actor. And it was the lead-off song, which goes by the name of The Strangers. A really, really fine track. A really cool album. A great mixture of her sort of ethereal, wonderful voice and just this weird, dark, scratchy kind of coating applied to it, which is quite cool. Seen some comments, people saying,
I can't listen to it, they're ruining her voice.
But you know what it is, it's interesting, it's not Celine Dion, which, you know, well, let's not even get into that. Anyway, before that, one of my favorite albums so far of the whole entire year, brilliant, brilliant stuff, the final track of Vaketimest by Grizzly Bear. It was a song called Foreground, just utterly beautiful. The whole album is a really wonderful journey into their unique brand of acoustic, sort of orchestral, retro 50s doo-wop, indie pop. Just a joy to listen to. I love all their voices and, oh wow, good stuff. Worth a listen for sure. Been waiting to play something from that on the show for a while, ever since it leaked in low quality. I think that was like 3 months ago, 2 or 3 months ago. Anyway, there you have it. You might hear some more from that. But don't bother, don't worry, don't wait for it. Grab the album. And before that, an album that is quite nearly as good and possibly as good or even better than Vaketimest, by a fellow called Bill Callahan, formerly of Smog. He came out with an album this year called Sometimes I Wish I Were an Eagle. And that track was The Wind and the Dove. Brilliant stuff. The whole album is absolutely lovely, wonderful, etc. Listen to that one as well. Good stuff. And before that, Rising from Lhasa, from her self-titled album that came out this year. Not as good as the other two albums that I was just rambling about. It's like pretty decent, right? She's from Canada, so that's cool. Sorry, Lhasa. I'm just not going to give you the props I did to Bill and Grizzly. Or the Grizz, as I like to call them. People on some internet forum that I read too much got me into that. And starting that off, Juana Molina with Un Día from Un Día. So, this is the time where I say something interesting, sort of some anecdote about what's been going on in my life and how things are with stuff, and I make it kind of funny, and then you go like, haha, you do a little laugh, and then I say, oh no, I'm going to stop marbling on, play some more music, and then I play some more music. For instance, I might say on my Facebook page for my radio show, which you can find by going to Facebook and searching for Radio Slipstream, I would hope. I don't know, because Facebook kind of screws a lot of things up. For instance, page categories. Why are there not page categories for things that you might want to make a page for? When there are group categories for that, and who knows, you guys don't care about that. But anyway, there's people on my Facebook page, or I should say there are fans of Radio Slipstream on my Facebook page who I have not met. There are three of them. I'm very excited by this. I don't know who they are. There's like, they're from all over the place. They're from the United States, like America, like, whoa, so far away. And Finland, I think, if I recall correctly. But I just want to say, if you guys are actually listening to this, I don't know how you found it, but I love you. Thank you. And I don't know, it's just weird because I'm used to everyone who hears it being people I know. So that's, you know, cool. But they probably aren't listening. They probably just join every page they find. Ugh. Damn it. Anyway, it's not like I care if anyone's listening. It's not like that matters to me. I just do this because I love it. Thank you. Anyway, we're going to play more music. See, I told you. This is by a French artiste named Camille. I was into her quite a number of years ago from her 2005 album called Le Fille, which had some really cool songs on it. And then I didn't even realize that she came out with an album last year for a while called Music Hole. And it's a little sillier in a way, but still some great stuff on it. And this is a track from that. Surprise, surprise. It's called home is where it hurts. So, you know, do the whole checking it out, listening and seeing if you're liking it thing on the Slipstream.
My home's no door. My home's no room. My home's no window. It ain't waterproof. My home's no handle. My home's no key. If you're here to rob me, there's nothing to steal.
Oh, life don't get you down. The dirty old town in a dirty old town. And if you feel it, it's like down. There's nothing to do. Sometimes we get confused.
I'm Confused by the Handsome Furs. Handsome Furs made up of Dan Bochner and his wife, Alexei Perry. Dan Bochner, though, is the other half of Wolf Parade. You may recall the beginning of the show had a track from the other half of Wolf Parade, Spencer Krug, so you can judge which one you like better and or just like them both equally. It's up to you, man. I like Spencer Krug, though. Though that was a fine song you just heard. And before that, a track from one of my two favorite albums of the year. I mean, like, second favorite? Top two, that's the term I'm looking for. Phoenix. From Wolfgang Amadeus Phoenix. A track called 1901. Phoenix is playing at the Phoenix Concert Theater in Toronto. On June 15th, that'd be cool. It's like Phoenix Squared. Just wreck everything by bringing some math into it. I'm sorry. And before that, Plaid. Very stylish band. The track called Ayan. They don't have any lyrics, so I can't even look for clues there on how to pronounce it. But that was from their 2001 disc Double Figure. They're pretty big in the IDM scene, which is the most hilarious genre name ever. As IDM stands for Intelligent Dance Music. Most of it you can't dance to. It's just dumb. Does that mean intelligent people can't dance? But you know, whatever. And starting that whole gig of four songs in a row off, Camille with Home Is Where It Hurts. And that's the songs you heard, and that, as of 10 or so seconds from now, is the show. So thanks for listening, and tune in next time. I'm out.